Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. A local theater company is performing a fairy tale musical at the Memorial Auditorium. Into the Woods starts May 31st in the newly renovated community theater inside the memorial. Cast members from Closed Door Entertainment are joining me today. Into the Woods is a musical mashup of several well-known fairy tales. For example, the story has two different princes. One of the princes is chasing Rapunzel, and the other one is chasing Cinderella.
Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach. Agony that can cut like a knife. I must have her.
This Stephen Sondheim musical takes stories like Cinderella and asks, what if Cinderella married Prince Charming and then got bored? Or what about Jack and the Beanstalk? What happened to Jack after he climbed the beanstalk and killed the giant? Wouldn't somebody hold Jack accountable for murdering that giant?
It kind of warps your sense of, you know, what you remember from your childhood.
That's Grace Kling. She plays Cinderella.
You get the kind of the repercussions of Happily Ever After, you know, what if, what happens?
Like Little Red Riding Hood, for example. Little Red Riding Hood is one of the show's main characters. She confronts a big, bad, and kind of lecherous wolf who wants to eat her. The wolf sings about how delectable Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother look.
What a delectable couple. Utter perfection. One brittle, one supple, one more beside you.
But then, Little Red Riding Hood confronts the wolf and kills him. It's a cathartic moment for her. She becomes brave and perhaps bloodthirsty. She skins the wolf, takes his hide, and wears it as a cape. She starts carrying around a knife and intimidating other characters. You know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer? How about Little Red the Wolf Slayer?
Little Red, she gets to cut up the wolf. And so you don't really think about, after you read the story, you know, what happened to her character? Like,
right.
Was she rough now? Is she, like, changed as a woman? And she is.
I think one of the important things to note about this show is it's done in two acts. And the audience really needs to know that. I know I went and saw it once, and I think people left after the first act because they thought it was over.
A lot of junior productions, too, I think they just do the first act because the first act kind of represents the basic fairy tales.
That's Joshua Harrell. He plays the baker.
When you go into act two, it's what happens after Happily Ever After, which mm-hmm. I know that always kind of lingers in somebody's mind. We're like, well, what if this happened and this happened? What happened after Red Riding Hood, you know, did her thing?
Yeah.
You know?
And Into the Woods, it all happens.
I know, yes.
That's true, that's true.
The show features two new characters, the baker and his wife. Jenny Beth Gadd plays the baker's wife.
I think our characters, they were written specifically for the show. Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine wrote these characters to sort of give the audience to normal people to see these sort of crazy fairy tales through their eyes.
Yeah, we're definitely that connection with the adults because this is not just a family show, but it's also identifying with the adults too.
This has been around for many years, Into the Woods. It premiered in the 80s. It's been performed on Broadway. Why did you all at Closed Door Entertainment decide to do it here in Chattanooga at the Memorial Theater?
Well, actually, it hasn't been done in the area in quite some time, and we actually have our music director, Mike Lees, did it last at the Theater Center, and we wanted to bring it back because so many actors dream of these roles. They always want to play that, oh, I've always wanted to do Into the Woods. And so we knew we'd get a great draw as a cast, and we're such a great family because we all love the show so much, and we thought that it would be the perfect time to introduce it to the community once again.
Into the Woods is just, like Grace was saying, one of those dream shows that if somebody's doing it, you audition. You just have to audition just to see if you can get that dream part that you've always wanted. And I got very lucky and got to play the baker's wife, which has been one of my dream roles for a while. So
I've heard about how difficult the music is,
yeah,
and how intricate it is to work with.
Yeah.
And the baker, it was definitely one of my dream roles, too. It was definitely excited to go and audition and see which ones we get.
And Closed Door Entertainment, you do these really elaborate sets and costumes and props, and you actually rent those out to other theater companies, right?
We do. We're a nonprofit organization, and we struggle along just like everybody else, and we want to be able to help and give back to the community.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking to cast members of Into the Woods. Closed Door Entertainment is putting it on at the Memorial. You're putting it on in the community theater, and it's been around for a long time, but I think a lot of people aren't even aware that it exists, the community theater inside the Memorial, because it's kind of been in disrepair for so long.
It has, yeah. And it's just now being opened up to use as for a community theater space, and we're very excited for that opportunity to be in there.
And Into the Woods, it starts May 31st. How long will it run?
It will run just that weekend. You will only have that weekend, that opportunity to come see us. May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd.
How can people get tickets?
They can log on to ChattanoogaOnStage.com. They can call the Tivoli box office. Memorial and Tivoli work together, so if you call them.
And I know coming up in the future, you've got Les Mis, for example. People can audition for that. How can people audition for these productions?
We actually hold auditions in our rehearsal space at the Loft in Rossville, and all that information, again, is on www.cdoorent.com. And before that, we actually have a showing of Spring Awakening at Memorial Auditorium.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jimmy and my favorite, I should have laid a spell on him right there. Could have turned him into stone, or a dog, or a chair, or a...
Into the Woods starts May 31st. Again, more information is online at cdoorent.com. That's Closed Door Entertainment's website, cdoorent.com. You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.